I'm talking about a topic, Be'ezer Hashem, tonight that I've never spoken about publicly. It's Shovavim. I'm indebted to maybe put on the spot. The Rosh Yeshiva of Netiv Aryeh asked me to speak in Netiv Aryeh about it, so usually what I speak about on Wednesday night, I discuss with the Talmidim also here in Grus Thursday night. What's Shovavim? What is Shovavim? The Be'er Heitev in Simen Tov Reish Pei Hei quotes from the Arizal. Sheyomim Elu, these days, Shovavim stands for Shmos Va'eira Boy B'Shalach Yisrael Mishpatim Misugolim L'Sakein Avoyim Keri. It's there to fix, not to torture ourselves, but to fix the Averos of Otzah Zer Levatala, Shmira Seinayrim, Yosef Mikol Hashana, more than the rest of the year. Why do we start from this period of time? L'chein maschil miparsha shmois sha'oz hischil ashibud. We went into Golos, and it seems from the words of the Zohar that what one needs to do during this time is to go through Golos to be masakein the Aveira of the past. That's what the Zohar seems to go on and say. But the truth is, in our generation, once upon a time, people went into Golos. My grandfather, Zatzal, said that when he went to learn in Yeshiva and the Shtibluch in Gur, what he would do is, he left home, and they slept. They mamish slept in the Shtibluch. He said he had one good meal, and then the Rav told him, I'm not sure if the children in that house, one good meal the entire week. The children in that house are ones that will be the most positive influence on you. And my grandfather stopped going to that one good meal he had. And that they would eat shirayim in the shtibel, whatever people brought. Once upon a time, there was a door where people would go into Golos to be misakin at. So what does Shovavim mean for us today? If we're not on that madrega, so how are we supposed to go about the tikkun for those particular averos? It must be that in the name itself of Shovavim, that name itself holds in it some type of tikkun for us. It's a secret for our Avodas Hashem. Let me share with you an amazing Sfas Emes, so beautiful. A couple minutes of Chassidus. Give me a couple minutes before we get practical. In Parshas Va'era, we have Va'era HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Moshe Rabbeinu El Avram El Yitzchak El Yaakov. I appeared to them B'Shem Shakai U'Shmi Hashem Lo Yinadati Lehem, and I did reveal to them the name of Yudkei Vavkei. What exactly is that Shem Hashem, and what exactly is the Yudkei Vavkei? In the past we've spoken about other things of the Shem Hashem. And the Sfas Emes says something amazing. The name Shakai, it means the following: Sheyesh Dai Belukusa L'Chol Beria. The Avos were able to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, in Beria. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, that was all the Avos needed. However, I am going to give you a new relationship to pull Klal Yisrael out of the Memte Sharei Tumah. And that is Yudkei Vavkei. It's referred to in Kabbalah, says the Sfas Emes, as a Hisayrus Mi'ilah. The Zman of Shovavim is a time in which we realize our Avos lived in a time of Kedusha, where Yesh Dai Belukusa L'Chol Beria. Not only 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, I could only refer to these beautiful stories in my family. My great-grandmother, who was killed Al Kiddush Hashem by the Nazis, had a brother who was also killed Al Kiddush Hashem, and a massive Talmud Chacham. My father refers to him as Feter Moshe Ber. He was such a Kaddosh that my grandmother recorded that when he would come visit, or my great-grandma would visit him in Poland, he would keep on asking his sister about my grandmother, who was then a girl, about 10, 11 years old. He would say to her, Chana, ve made of fartzichda. What type of girl is walking around over here? And my great-grandma would say, Mesheber, das is meine Tochter, Chayedina. This is my daughter, Chayedina. He was so taken aback, a girl was around. He didn't recognize his own niece. And you compare it to the tumma that we're entirely surrounded by, it almost feels overwhelming. How? How could we possibly not be Nechshol B'Shmir HaSeinayim? How is it that we could attain any type of tikkun for these types of errors that the Svarim HaKadoshim describe? And I'm not going to delineate what the Svarim HaKadoshim describe are the onshim and the type of sigufim, torture a person has to do to be mesakein himself for those averas. Says the Svas Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, and this is the tkufa of Shoivvim, that he's b'midas harachamim, he goes down with Klal Yisrael, b'yudke vavke with his iris, the ilah to pull us back up. And it's mamish mukhrach in the psukim themselves. If you look in the Svas Emes Tav Reishim and Malif, adding this pasuk fits in beautifully. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to go down with Klal Yisrael and pull them up. That's the definition of Shovim for our generation. That's why it comes out at this particular time. But how? It's overwhelming. It's a totally different world than the shtetl, wherever you are. So I want to tell you a story about a Talmud of mine who's a Rebbe of mine. I have to say, when it comes to Kedusha, I don't get inspired so much from people who live, by definition, holy lives. I don't think they're our inspiration for Shovim. But I have a Talmud who's my Rebbe in Kedusha. His name is Reb Moshe Weinblatt. If you know him, he's a Baal Kedusha. He wears a colored shirt, no hat, no jacket during the week, no hat on Shabbos. He's one of the holiest people I know. I know him well. He worked for Macy's. He was a financial analyst for, he now made Aliyah, he lives in Eretz Yisrael. He works from 5 to 12 at night, he goes to the yeshiva, he learns morning seder, comes to shir, davens mincha in the old city, every day. Then he runs home, says hello to his wife and kids, and then he works from 5 to 12 at night. Wakes up early in the morning, starts again. Regular working man, but a different type of working man. There are more things I know about him that I'm not going to say, but one story he told us after years later. When he was in the States, he was working for Macy's as this analyst, and they had a business meeting. And during the meeting, they were discussing many different things, and he saw it was a big event. It was a very, very big event. And he was sitting somewhere, and they said, now comes the second part of the meeting. We're now having Macy's fashion show. They pulled out a runway, and there were models that started walking back and forth. Ramesha told us he couldn't move. He was stuck. He said he put his hands, he sat for 45 minutes, his hands like this, 45 minutes like that. So the next day, human resources called him in, that even human resources realized that there was something unique that he had done and something wrong that they had done, and they interviewed him because they were scared he was going to sue Macy's for it. Because that wasn't even what they had said the meeting was going to be about. He said everybody saw it. For 45 minutes he sat like that. Why am I telling you this story? Because you could have a normal person in this generation who could attain real madrigas of Kedusha. And he's a boy just like you from South, from, it's a place, not South Shore, the other, North Shore, right? North Shore, not South Shore, North Shore. From North Shore. So how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us? How could a person tap into that koach that he could reach madrigas of Kedusha even in this generation? Sas Emes says, that what goes along with the gilui of Shem Hashem, the hisayrus, the ilah, is something that's very simple that everybody knows about. The avos didn't have Torah. They inferred Torah from the world. The gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, and this is an extremely important gift for finding the Yetzirah as well, is the gift of Torah. I'm going to share with you four things that we could take away, Be'ezer Hashem, during Shovavim, to work on our own tikkunim. Number one is the gift of Torah that the Rambam describes, Dvar Miyuduim, in the end of Hilchas Yisurei Bia. But as the Ramchal says, sometimes you need to repeat the Dvar Miyuduim. How do you fight the Yetzirah of Shmiras Einayim? Zok Dehe Lege Rambam G'doyla Mizois Amru Yifane Atzmai Machshavosa Divrei Torah. The Rambam starts off and he says, pull yourself away from Kalos Rosh, pull yourself away from the internet, you need to have a filter, etc., etc., etc. But at the end of the day, that's not the solution. That's the pragmatic solution. That's not the spiritual solution. Says the Rambam, G'doyla Mizkolza Isamru, Yifane Atzmai Machshavtoi L'divrei Torah V'yarchiv Daitoi B'chochma. Broaden your mind with Chachma. Don't be limited. Don't be narrow. Broaden your mind. She'ein machsheves arayis miskaberes. The only thing that will counteract thoughts of arayos, elablev panui min hachachma. The Gemara describes in Kedushin Pei Beis Amid Aleph, amazing nisyonos that Amoraim went through, and how close they came to falling to the Yetzirah. The Yetzirah is extremely, extremely powerful. All the tachpulos, all the strategies that a person could come up with at the end of the day, if he doesn't have the weapon of Torah, where machshavoso miskaberes, at the end of the day, it's a losing battle. That's number one. Number two, not only is it a battle for the future, I want to share with you an amazing, amazing sefer. I'm getting the next point from this sefer, but I just want to share it with you. You know, over here we try to do book review. Somebody told me that the store in the old city, Mariah, should give me some payback for this sefer did not come from Mariah. This came from Meir Sharm, from Manny's. Sheva Yipal Tzadik. There's a Talmud that learned with me in this room, in a summer kollel, who's a fantastic Talmud. He's now one of the top guys in YU. He was going through some issues that relate to Kedusha on his Madrega, maybe higher than your Madrega and my Madrega, but he was going through issues as well, and he said this Sefer changed his life. I happened to have chanced upon it. It's a fantastic, fantastic Sefer. Sheva Yipol Tzadik Vikam. It's that Kedusha is not about a person being perfect, but Kedusha is a person crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, come down to me and help me pull myself up. They quote here, number two, the second part of Tikkun during the Zman of Shovim. V'chein nimtza b'kisve ari. This that it says in the Svarim that a person has to torture themselves to be masake in those averos of false tanug, lo nizkuru el b'mishem mamole b'torah. However, if a person uses Torah as Eishemayim, ki atayri Eishemayim motzia lirvoya adam oisek ba, if a person tortures himself in the most beautiful way through Torah, then that could be not only a weapon for the future, but it's a tikkun for the past. And that is, if you're ready to close the Gemara and you push yourself for another 5 minutes, your Rebbe tells you to finish the Gemara and to punctuate it properly, and you know that you really can't read the last line correctly. Or you were stuck in the Rambam, and you push yourself for another bit, das heist atikun. That is the tikkun bizman hazeh for these averos chamuros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given this awesome gift. Before I end with Shakai, in Midas Hadin, we had to do something that was much more painful. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us this tremendous matana to push yourself extra mile. That's point number two. Point number three. I mentioned the Gemara in Kedushin Pei Beis Amud Aleph. Let me tell you the amazing story. I'm enamored by this Gemara. The Gemara tells the story of Rav Amram Chasida. Rav Amram Chasida was a fine person, and he ransomed some pretty girls that had been taken into captivity. He was famous. Rav Amram knew that he had a Yetzara. The girls were staying in the loft of his home. Rav Amram made sure that they climbed into the loft, and the ladder that would allow him to go to the loft, the Gemara there is talking about Hilchos Yichud, the ladder that would allow him to go to the loft was so heavy, it took five or six people to move. He asked his Talmidim to go to move it with him to the side, and he was sure, Hilchos Yichud, it's like a locked room, he can't even get up to them. Rav Amram, middle of the night, his Yetzahara grabbed him. The great Amora. The Gemara describes that he went over to the ladder, and somehow all of a sudden, like magically, you had like six passwords, and somehow you managed to find a way around all of them, magically. Rav Amram Chasid, the same thing happened to him. He walks over to the ladder, and with superhuman strength, in the past we've spoken about the superhuman strength of a mother to save her child, Latov, the Yetzirah also gives a person superhuman strength. He walks over to the ladder, he picks up, and sure enough, his Yetzirah is so strong, he has superhuman strength, he pulls it over to the loft, and he begins walking up. Now he's stuck. He got through with all the passwords, all the codes, passed all the filters. The Gemara says that Rav Amram screams, "A fire in the house of Amram! A fire in the house of Amram!" He doesn't come down from the ladder. He doesn't trust himself that he'll come down from the ladder. He's going to go right back. So you know what he does? He screams in the middle of the ladder. His Talmidim come running, and they see him on his way to the girls. Talmidim say, "Rebbe, what's going on?" He says, "I'll show you what's going on." Ashbei li Yetzara. He swears that the Yetzara comes out of him. And what comes out is this fireball. The Gemara describes the power of the Esh of the Yetzara. The Gemara is very dramatic. There are two amazing things that come out of it. Number one, the only person that's going to be successful in this struggle with the Yetzirah is one who is willing to admit that he has a problem and is able to scream, "Noira bebe Amram!" And that's normal, and it's healthy, but you have to be willing to admit it. Sometimes, chas v'chalila, it's a case of addiction, and a person needs professional help. In some cases, just a natural, healthy Yetzara. But you have to be able to look yourself in the eye, and often someone else, and be able to say, "Nora v'bei Amram." With all the tikkunim, all the kayach ha-teira, if a person is not going to admit that he's struggling with this issue, then how is he going to proceed? That's lesson number one from the Gemara. Second lesson from that Gemara is see how Chazal referred to him. What's the example of a chassid? The example of a chassid is not someone who didn't have a yetzahara to sin. He's called Rav Amram Chasida. The guy who was so embarrassed in front of his Talmidim, that's called a chassid. The one who's able to call out fire and to embarrass himself, Leman Kedusha. When I decided I was to talk about Shovim, so I spoke to this Talmud, Rav Moshe Weinblatt, and I told him the Sfas Emes. And then he added one beautiful point, and this is the fourth point about Tikkun Shovim. At the end of the day, there's something that precedes in the Pasuk before HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. B'shem Yud Kei Vav Kei Midas HaRachamim. And that is Vatal Shavos Amel Elokim.
person has to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmai, has to daven, to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Siyata Dishmai and Kedusha. So these are the four things. Torah as a weapon, Torah as a tikkun, admission, the true definition of chasidus, and a person's desire coming out through tefillah for kedusha. I want to conclude with a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. The name Shovim, we were masbir how it's connected to the parashios, but the word appears also in Tanakh. Shuvu bonim shovivim, return wayward sons. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the wayward son, to everybody, you and I, who need tikkunim in Kedusha, he says, Ki anoichi ba'alti bachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be mine. V'lakachti eschem, and I've chosen you. Those of you who are here, who are really listening and thinking about Shovavim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, notice the next pasuk. And by the way, chills go down my spine when I think about the conclusion of this pasuk. V'lakachti eschem, I've taken you, the few people. What percentage of the world during this time is thinking about Kedusha during the time of Shovim? V'lakachti eschem echad meir, I took one from a city, one from North Shore. Ushnayim mimishpacha, and I brought you here. I brought you here. Most of the world out there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, and they didn't bring themselves to this moment. You're standing at a unique Pesach, a unique threshold, a threshold of Kedusha. Most people don't even think about it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says during the Tekufa of Shovim, Ve'ered v'hatzil eschem, I'll go down and I'll save you. I'll bring you up to Madregas of Kedusha that you never knew that you had if you follow these four things. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zeicha to rise in Madregas of Kedusha. Madregas of Kedusha is the realization of Amram Chasida, Sheva Yipol Tzadik V'kam. And then after years and years of work, Be'ezer Hashem, we should be zocha to walk in the footsteps of Rav Amram Chasida and have children and doirei doireis that walk b'kedushas ha'avos.